Hey there, welcome to Drum Sex. Before we get into this episode, like always, I'd like to warn you that this podcast does contain mature themes. And if you're down with that, then let's get into it. Welcome to yet another episode of Drum Sex Podcast. I am your host, Aluto Mbendeni. And like I always say, the reason for this podcast is to help women have the best sex of their lives. So here we touch on all kinds of topics from sexual health, sexual experiences, and how women can better take charge of their sexual experience as women. Today's guest needs no introduction. She took the internet by storm when she decided to open up an OnlyFans account. She found a niche and she hooked it. Her name is Kali M. She is the lady behind groundbreaking X-rated porn videos. She makes tons of money from her videos and she's found a way to make a living through sex. She'll be taking us through her journey, how she started, why she started, and how her experience has been. So let's talk to her.
I'm from Durban. I started at Kwasani Secondary School, Mtsinzalazi Primary School. I've always been in an African, you know. And I started, of course, on the fans when I was still in Durban at home. Yeah, well.
Yes.
And it was COVID, I think COVID. So it's a lot kind of OnlyFans, and it started going well. And she moved out from home, obviously. Yeah, well. So ever since I got here at Joburg, I've been doing OnlyFans, you know, expand that into porn and other vendors.
Okay.
Until now.
Until now. And I mean, also, I wanted to ask, when did you realize that you could actually monetize sex? So I know that you said you started OnlyFans during the lockdown, and then you expanded into porn until now. When did you realize that you could actually monetize sex?
Oh, I think it was around about, you know, it was trending, and on Twitter and on Instagram, and I've had ladies on OnlyFans from abroad who approach me and saying I should try OnlyFans, you know, because I was posting semi-nudes rarely around that time, you know, lingerie, bikini, and, you know, so they were just advising me that I should try OnlyFans because we can post those semi-nudes on OnlyFans and still monetize on it.
Yeah.
And I remember I did a post on Twitter saying maybe I should try OnlyFans, and the feedback was like, yeah, you should try it. Yes, you should try it. We'll subscribe. Then I started at $30. It was November. Everything went wrong, just like, then I took it from there.
Yeah.
You know? But obviously, Musa Kala, I started off just playing with myself, you know, taking exotic pictures, etc., etc.
She sometimes receives backlash, and she's been trying to navigate the industry the best way she knows how. And this is how she has gotten to become the brand Kali M that has international clients willing to pay $30 for a picture or to even subscribe to watch her videos.
It has been a journey, you know, because I knew when I wanted to expand into porn, which is, it's not going to be easy, and of course I'm not going to get the nice feedback since I'm from a cultural continent, you know? And I'm from SA, nobody does this, people do it, but, you know, they're not like out there, you know?
Yeah.
And now I'm just like out there, I'm doing this, 1, 2, 3. And I remember trying to approach influencers from Twitter, you know, to help me, you know, retweet, and because I started on AdReaders. And they showed me, they were like, hey, this is porn, hey, we can't be involved.
Yeah,
well. Yeah. And the following week, we posted my first porno trailer on AdReaders. It was boom. And then the following week, I trended, and also mentioned me on the podcast demo, which is this girl who does 1, 2, 3, 4. And then from then on, it's just been great.
Yeah.
Because the expansion from here to other countries, like Africa, and then US, UK, my name has just been growing from then non-stop. Financially, I no complaints. I haven't been like,
Yeah.
It's always just been opportunities, you know, exposure, more exposure, now I get more subscribers, I get more people watching my stuff.
Yeah.
And then more money comes in. So far, I can't buy that.
South Africa is a conservative country. And from a cultural perspective, family members may find it difficult to understand how a young woman would choose sex work, porn, as a career. People would even judge her, you know. I imagine at family gatherings, it might not be easy. But according to her, everyone else is trying to understand the career path that she's chosen. And she's happy that the people at home are accepting and more understanding of her career choice. And now she doesn't listen to outside noise about the kind of work that she does. And she's confident enough to speak publicly and to let other people know that, hey, if you ever want to venture into the porn industry or the sex industry, this is how you should navigate it.
Yeah, by the guy, the reaction was obviously not nice from the start, but then again, when, because, you know, when someone starts making money, you can see, you can tell, and, you know, and stuff like that, and I've been, you know, open about, you can see, I'm only working with one person, I'm shooting with one guy, because I'm the one that was Dala, you know. Once, what is sex work? She's a ambulance, and you're always a kamkak. So now I have to sit them down, make them understand that no, I'm shooting with one person. We safe, we're practicing safe sex, and if we're not practicing safe sex, we test it, it's a right, it's a safe.
Yeah.
And this is just one person. So they're getting a hang of it. But again, Nami, on my side, I'm not in there, they're understanding that it's going to take some time. I know, sex is just sex, you know. I mean, now I take it as work, So I think it's more of this body than pleasure, actually. I just want to do anything right. Not that I don't enjoy it, have to do everything right for the camera, angles, you know. Need to be active, you know, need to try new stuff for the viewers, because viewers can't, you know, subscribe to one thing. I need to be creative. I need to change scenery, I'm not... I'm always trying out new stuff and exciting stuff.
I wanted to find out what is your take on sexual liberation and what does it mean to you?
You know, I'm always about, you need to understand yourself. You know, as a woman, you need to do research first. you need to rely on yourself. Ukuthi, what do you want? What do you expect from another person? Etc. Etc. You know, you need to hold yourself accountable. More than anything. So, yeah, because we've always been told that we need to act a certain way. You know, we need to sit a certain way because men, because men. Now, we can do whatever the fuck we want. It's our bodies and whatnot. But again, into that, you need to take responsibility, you know. Not everyone is going to understand Ubuti women now. They can do whatever the fuck they want with their bodies, you know. And again, particular, you know, there's rape left, right, and center, you know. So as much as we are open, we need to take accountability with ourselves and our body and understand again, Ubuti, not everyone is willing to understand that.
I hear you. And also, I wanted to find out, are you in a relationship? And I mean, how do you then navigate the dynamics of the work that you do and then taking that outside and making it intimate with your partner?
Yes, I am in a relationship. And some of the things I don't know, and I understand the work that I do. So it's not complicated. I don't see, like, there's nothing complicated about what I'm doing and whatnot. They understand what they're into. Bias, which is being done, So it's just, you need to be trying to be all open-minded, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm open-minded, understand what I do, you know, this place in the relationship, I know my place, they know their place. Everyone just plays a role. There's nothing complicated about that.
What are some of the things that you wish you knew before you started having sex that you know now as an adult?
Oh, on camera.
On and off. on and off.
No, I feel like women should just, you know, take their time, you know. Don't, you know, try to experience everything at one time, you know. Take your time, you know. And to young girls, I really just, like, break on my 22.
So
I feel like young girls should just be young girls, do what young girls do, you know? But at the same time, if they want to explore, they should just do their research, but they shouldn't do something just because they are pressured to, you know, Sex is sex, and once they shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Take their time. You know, in reality, people understand work is work. You're getting paid to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Social media, they try to complicate your work. Now they make it your personality. It's not like that, you know? I'm still human. This is my job, you know? This is my career. This is what I chose to do for money, you know? It doesn't mean Gucci is baby or anyone can fuck me at any time. Doesn't mean that I'm for sale. You know, I'm still in charge. I still sleep with people I want to sleep with, you know. I don't want people taking advantage of me strategy just because, you know, they saw me fucking this guy on camera, et cetera, you know. They still have to be, like, respect, yeah, well.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I'm still human, yeah, well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like people to just stay in their lane, respect me. If you don't like what I do, or understand I'm abusive and whatnot, I don't expect you to understand, really. I don't expect people to understand and applaud me for what I do. I just feel like sometimes people cross the line. If you don't like what I do, just mute, block, and move on.
Yeah.
Yabo?
Yeah.
So, na ma boundaries in the, yabo?
Yeah.
As soon as I'm pull it up.
Yeah. That's very true.
Because at the end of the day, this is my bread. This is how I make my money.
Yeah. And you're also making a lot of money. You're making a lot of money and you're taking care of yourself and you're taking care of your family. I want to find out from you, OLM the brand, right? I know that you...
Yes.
Obviously, like I said, like you mentioned earlier, that a lot of your subscribers are international and a lot of them do not mind paying the money that they're paying to watch your content. I wanted to find out that for you as a brand, how important is it to maintain that standard? Obviously, as you know, as time goes by, your prices will rise. You know, you're going to start charging people more. I wanted to find out what is the standard for your brand as a OLM?
No, I'm always open into learning new stuff. Mm-hmm. So every day I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to navigate other ways to make niggas pay on my platform.
Mm.
Yeah, well, so I'm also growing, and I don't think the exposure I have is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I still feel like there's more platforms I need to, you know, go into, yeah, well, because I'm still growing as a brand. I still want to make more money. Because I'm going
in. Yeah, yeah.
I've done so many things, but I still want to do more, you know. So Kali Am is a brand still learning, still growing, still navigating other platforms like as a corner, whatever, videos or whatnot. So yeah, I'm still looking into collaborating with other serious, you know, content creators
mm-hmm.
in the industry, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
How much do you make on average per month? You know, just so people have an idea that you're doing serious work and it's not just for play. It's serious work and you're making tons of money off it. On average, how much do you make per month?
Per month, nothing less than 70K on OnlyFans.
In closing, I don't want to take too much of your time. I wanted to ask you, what are some of the stereotypes that you want to break down? Like, you want people to take away. We are a very conservative country. You know, we're still shy when it comes to sex
mm-hmm.
because a lot of it has always been gruesome. You know, there's rape, like you mentioned earlier. There's always been abuse when it comes to sex. So what are some of the stereotypes that you are hoping to break down with the work that you're doing and you publicly being vocal about it and saying, hey, there are many ways to make money, and if you're smart enough, you'll also use this option as a career?
Yeah. I just wish people could be more open-minded, especially when it comes to, you know, sex work and treat it as a career. Like, if someone says that you're a porn star or whatnot, it shouldn't be like, you know? It should be like, where are the platforms in our telecom feelings are, you know? Just like you would ask, Utisha, you know?
Mm.
But if I'm open-minded and not treat sex as, I don't know, like a murder case, if I may say.
Yeah.
But we're getting there. It's a long way to go. Obviously, I won't break those stereotypes, you know? There are a lot of people who are going to come up, who are going to, you know, people are getting used to the the idea that women are making money out of pictures on the internet. People are fucking on camera for money, etc., etc. Because for the Uber corner, this platform, these platforms, it's because there was a demand, you know. Some people out there saw a chance to make money, so Bavulama platforms are in jail, so, you know.
Yeah.
Now, work on my platforms if people aren't really into sex.
Yeah.
People love sex. People are willing to spend money into watching sex. People are willing to pay people for certain pictures, you know.
Yeah.
So, I want to just look at things kind of shit, and just relax and be open to these things. It's been easy about who.
I hope that you've enjoyed listening to this conversation between Xoli M and myself. And if there's anything that I've learned, is that women have come far. Women are owning their sexuality, women are living through their sexuality, and they're actually making money off sex. And there's no judgment, nobody should judge. Sex work is work, and it should be seen as a career. From myself, Aluto Mbendeni, and the Drum Team, until next time, thank you for listening.